This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
The one guy who won tonight is the happiest guy on this planet right now. It's Ron Paul, because he's the only one actually saying what he believes.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
Robert Scott Bell.
At least 15 high school students are suffering from an illness that causes them to have uncontrollable twitching and verbal outbursts.
Contaminated rock and fill and soil was used to build the new school.
Robert Scott Bell.
Paula Deen, the Butter Queen, kept her diagnosis of type 2 diabetes a secret.
You waited until you got a big pharmaceutical company to pay you.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
To all our minions, it's Sir Robert and Lord Super Don of where we're not so sure, cranking up the Robert Scottith Belleth show this hour
thou
with much fanfare.
Correct, thou art correct.
Yeah. Thou art correct. Yes, of course. We have the reign of OxyContin to discuss this hour on the Robert Scott Bell show. And of course, we must bring it into the royal court. Because evidently the techniques utilized to bring OxyContin to market, to let it dominate the landscape, to let people become addicted and die from it, didn't happen through organic means. It was an artificial, I would say, dare say, what was that thing you used to talk about, cosplay? People would dress up in costumes and pretend something. This bizarro pharmaceutical fantasy world that was created at Abbott Labs and Purdue Pharma.
Well, yeah, I'm going to correct the record here. You're the one that brought it up, but it was called cosplay, yes.
Yes. Or
we could call it role-playing.
Role-playing, yes. But you would not believe the level of role-playing involved in the manufacturing a market for OxyContin, one of the most deadliest addictive drugs on planet Earth created by pharmaceutical man. And let's start this article. It's linked up in the show notes, robertscottbell.com. Thanks to Superdon. The headline reads, Secret Trove Reveals Bold Crusade, right? That's the fanfare, the music. That's the crusade. We're on the crusade to make OxyContin a blockbuster. And it starts innocently enough, if you can call this innocently. You know, they're trying to break in with a new drug. The doctors, old habits, die hard, and like, no, I've got my painkilling drugs. I'm an orthopedic surgeon. I don't want a new one. I'm not interested. So they keep trying to beat the door down on this doctor that they wanted, a real key doctor to get in their corner. And one of his nurses revealed to the pharma reps that the best way to capture the attention of this particular doctor was through junk food. Junk food. Yeah. So they got together, they huddled up, they met in the royal court or something like that, and the Abbott representative showed up with a sheet cake filled of the box, you know, a sheet cake, a big box filled with donuts and snack cakes arranged to spell the word OxyContin.
Oh, how clever.
Yes. And guess what? He ate it. The surgeon listened, and they got him. Hook, line, and Twinkie stinker. And they switched at least three patients at that moment. And then this is how they played it. We got to find the way in. Is it cheerleaders? No, it's junk food in this case. So they went after them. And that was the start of how they became the multi-billion dollar blockbuster drug that OxyContin is, wiping out families, addicting so many. And now we find that memos, the sales team referred to the marketing of the drug as a crusade. And their boss called himself the King of Pain. King of Pain.
That's a song by the Police back in the 80s. Remember that?
Sting did that, yeah. King of Pain. And this is all a big joke to them, but boy, they laughed all the way to the bank. I don't know what it's going to be when they reach the other side. I have a feeling that's going to get pretty hot for them because this is just the tip of the iceberg that's melting.
And I'll tell you, in reading this article, once we got, you know, you get to the thing where they're trying to bribe the doctor with donuts and cake and all this kind of stuff, and then he, as a result, he likes the cake, so then he prescribes OxyContin. We could have stopped right there.
Yeah.
And it would have been like many of the other stories that we have covered over the years, whether it was cheerleaders with big boobs or it was tickets to the baseball games or, you know, whatever.
Trips to Hawaii, whatever. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, it would have been just another typical story. But they, you know, this article, it takes a little time to read, but it is a very good in-depth expose of how Abbott, who were they originally were the ones that came out with OxyContin, did a whole lot of crazy things to try and make sure that as much OxyContin as possible was being prescribed to the population. Now, before we get to the part that would explain the fanfare at the beginning of the segment,
yes,
a very important thing to look at here is that at one point, Abbott basically got together with Purdue Pharmaceutical.
Yes.
And made an arrangement with Purdue for them to do the marketing of the drug OxyContin. And in the arrangement, Purdue agreed to indemnify Abbott of any legal costs that might arise from the selling of the drug. So basically, they kind of it was kind of like Purdue was the front, okay, for Abbott. They were going to take all the heat because they were doing all the marketing, and Abbott would be able to, you know, plausible deniability, right, in this situation. So Purdue got nailed with all kinds of fines if you followed the OxyContin story over the years.
Didn't really hurt them, though, because they were talking, you know, billions in sales. It's like chalk up the fines and, like, that's the price of doing business. Yeah.
Again, just like a lot of the stories we've covered, it's just a fraction. It's part of the business model. You know, we're going to push this. We're going to market it. We're probably going to get caught at some point, so we're going to set this money aside so that we can just, you know, pay off the fines and then just keep doing business. So anyway, again, we've heard this story before. However, I have got to give props to the Abbott marketing team for creativity.
Oh man!
Because what they did with their sales team is above and beyond anything I have ever heard any pharmaceutical company doing with their sales force. Now, these records
incredible
of these memos and these emails were unsealed just recently, and that's how we know about this. And so basically, here's what happened. Abbott was really trying to get their sales force enthusiastic to push as much OxyContin as they can. So they offered $20,000 cash prizes, luxury vacations to their top performers. Okay, kind of expect that, right?
Yeah, but then it gets interesting.
Reading the memos and the emails.
Oh, you got – can I do this?
Yes, you can.
Oh, my gosh. No, Super Don was so excited about this story, and I feel like I squashed it like a bug. I had to go out to the parent-teacher meetings, and Super Don, you were...
Dude, this is Health Talk Radio gold. I love
it. Oh, it is. You know it. And then Jonathan's going to the soccer game tonight. One of our board ops doesn't show up. I'm like, dude, this is really more awesome than I imagined. They developed almost a religious cult around OxyContin. And they went back into Dungeons and Dragons territory here. I mean, they really sucked them in. And to sell it, they got to use the terminology. We need you in all the way. So they didn't go halfway. They went terminology from the Middle Ages crusades. This was a crusade to sell OxyContin everywhere. Sales reps were, in fact, referred to as Royal Crusaders. The Royal Crusaders. And knights. And this is all in internal documents. It's not like hearsay. They were actually printing this stuff up, and they were supervised by the Royal Court of OxyContin.
The Royal Court of OxyContin.
Executives referred to in the memos. Remember, we talked about the King of Pain? The executives in the memos were referred to, one particular executive, the Wizard of OxyContin, the Supreme Sovereign of Pain Management, and get this, the Empress of Analgesia.
Oh, dude, this is crazy. I mean, how many nerds were working for this company, right?
Some very wealthy nerds now, but on what price, you know, that he did this?
And get this, the head of the pain care sales this Jerry Eichhorn, who still actually works for another branch of the company.
Mm.
He was referred to as the King of Pain, as we mentioned before, and whenever he signed the memos, he just signed it King.
King, yeah. This is how detached it from reality that these people are. They're selling a drug, killing people, addicting people, destroying families, being crushed up and snorted on the streets. Do we have any other audio from any of these?
No, I love the creativity in the names. I mean, really, the Empress of Analgesia, that's great. And what it reminded me of is I quite often like to go back and reference the past.
Yes.
In my upbringing, where I learned a lot of things, and my education, quite large part of it, came from the Looney Tunes.
We are the generation of Looney Tunes. That's true.
Absolutely. And they had some good ones there. And there's one in particular.
Mm-hmm.
And I can't remember the name of this one, but it was a Bugs Bunny one. And I thought, why don't we go to the Looney Tunes and maybe come up with some other names that they could have come up for for the executives.
All right, let's give a listen to what they also could have chosen.
My name am Sir O of K, Earl of Autocress, Sir Osus of the Liver, Knight of the Garter, and Baron of Worcestershire.
That, it's ridiculous. But, I mean, this is what they were doing. I mean, I'm surprised they didn't go to Monty Python and the Knights Who Say Knee. You know, that was only coming next. Jeez. But, you know, the real tragedy, of course, is that they were successful. They succeeded by creating this medieval cult. They sold billions. They converted doctors. And now, of course, we've got generations high on OxyContin. They can't get off of this stuff. Now, if justice would be served, of course, we would now, and I'm not even talking about punishment for them, I'm talking about healing and helping these folks, the federal government would say, we'll back off on cannabis altogether and just say, you know what, we were wrong, it's time to get this thing out here so we can get all of these people, or most of them, off of this highly addictive, dangerous, deadly drug, of which we consider cannabis, according to their scheduling of the drug, still as a Schedule 1, which is ludicrous. And so we'd get cannabis out there. And by the way, folks, I'll remind you, the cannabis we use is from hemp, it's CBD, it's a dietary supplement, and it's available everywhere, all 50 states right now. You can go to pluscbdoil.com, pluscbdoil.com, and you can get it 15% off if you use the code on checkout, RSB15, RSB15. All right, we've got a reality check next. Another Looney Tune by the name of Mark Zuckerberg. He's investing $3 billion. He says we're going to end all disease. By what date? By Tuesday, Super Don? When is he going to end all disease? We're going to talk about this scam coming from Zuckerberg and Facebook. I don't know what to call it.
The Robert Scott Bell Show. In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
If you've learned, as I have, that molecular hydrogen is a difference maker in your health on so many ways and so many levels, you'll want the Echo Water in your home, too. And, of course, there are a lot of units out there, but nothing produces the molecular hydrogen like Echo Water, Paul Bertero.
That's right. We produce high concentration of molecular hydrogen because the electrodes in our machine are patented and proprietary in design. Because there's more efficiency, we produce more. But then also, there's no maintenance requirement because we're swapping the cathode and the anode on every use. And when we do that, it's impossible for any minerals to build up on our plates.
Folks, if you have one of these ionizers and you're not cleaning the electrodes every 2 weeks, you're not producing the hydrogen necessary to gain the benefit out of it. Echo Water. That's the one you want. Robertswater.com. Download the free ebook. They're at 800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Forever warranty.
Parts, labor, and shipping. Only one in the industry.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Has neck, back, or shoulder pain got you down? Go to sunshine-pillows.com and get soothing comfort, support, and pain relief fast. Their microwavable heat therapy pillows and wraps treat neck and shoulder pain, reduce stress, and relax the soul. An ergonomic pillow from Sunshine Pillow supports your head and neck on long trips or when simply resting at home. Be good to yourself. Visit sunshine-pillows.com. Sunshine-pillows.com.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Making sense out of medical propaganda. Here's Robert.
Okay, Mark Zuckerberg to the rescue now. It's not the Knights Who Say Knee anymore. It's Mark Zuckerberg who says, we know everything about you because you're on Facebook. And now he has a $3 billion plan, according to the headline, to end disease with his wife, Priscilla Chan. Dr. Priscilla Chan. What kind of doctor is she? Do we even know?
She's a pediatrician.
Pediatrician. Oh, God, the most dangerous profession. Pediatricians, because they... what, vaccinate anything that moves, despite the evidence to the contrary, in terms of prevention of disease, much less creation of disease, which is it's pretty good at. So they are earning praise among globalists because they're going to spend $3 billion over money that they've convinced you to give them inadvertently because you're eyeballing the ads on Facebook. And they're over the next 10 years to cure, prevent, or manage all diseases within our lifetime, our children's lifetime, they say. Man, okay. But they're going to cure all diseases, right? That's what they say. They're going to end disease. That's what they say. Well, we've got audio. I'm going to let them speak for themselves or let Zuckerberg speak for himself, and let's figure this thing out. I think we'll be able to refine our understanding here.
Can we cure, prevent, or manage all diseases in our children's lifetime?
All of them.
Or to be a bit more concrete, a child born today, right here, has a life expectancy of right around the end of this century. So can we cure, prevent, or manage all diseases by the end of this century? Now, again, that doesn't mean that no one will ever get sick. But it does mean that people should get sick a lot less. And that when they do, we should be able to identify it quickly and treat it, or at least be able to manage it as a non-harmful ongoing condition.
Okay, manage it. That's your key word, folks. Manage the disease. It's already the business of disease. It's management of disease. And when we get to prevention, much less curing, he might have something to say about it, but we have got something to say about it, too. He's got an altered view, a dystopian view of history before modern medicine came about. Give a listen.
You know, when you get into it, one of the first things that strikes you is that medicine has only been a modern science for about a century. Right? So think about that for a second. For thousands and thousands of years, we made very little progress on diseases. And then we started investigating diseases and applying the scientific method, and bam, progress takes off.
He's a freaking idiot. I'm sorry, I don't have anything nice to say about Mark Zuckerberg. He knows nothing of history. Yeah. Nothing of history. Nothing about the fact that homeopathic medicine predates modern medicine in the incarnation that he's referencing in 100 years. And the reason homeopathic medicine got started was because of the disgust the doctors of his day had with the treatments that were killing patients. Bloodletting, leeches, mercury. Oh, yeah, but we study disease now. Now we've got it licked. We've got it down. We've got it better. We know what to do. And, of course, here comes the trope of eradicating disease via injection.
So since then, we've eradicated smallpox, thanks to some of the people in this room.
Lies.
And we're close to eradicating polio, thanks to other people who are here with us today.
More lies.
We have vaccines to prevent meningitis, measles, and many forms of the flu.
You're deranged.
We have antibiotics.
Ooh,
that can treat potentially deadly diseases like tuberculosis and pneumonia.
Okay.
We've produced insulin to manage diabetes.
Manage.
And statins to reduce heart disease, and chemotherapies to treat many forms
and
of cancer.
And chemo.
And we've even found ways to reduce life-threatening diseases like HIV to conditions that we can manage
on chronic managing diseases.
So all of this adds up to finding more and more ways to cure, prevent, and manage
big profits.
More and more diseases over time.
All of this adds up to your bottom line. Mark Zuckerberg is a globalist. He's just like the folks from Abbott and Purdue. They're wanting to have a monopoly on drug management, vaccine production. They don't cure diseases. They've invested, remember since the war on cancer and Nixon administration, how many hundreds of billions? Is it up to a trillion or more? There's no cure for cancer on the allopathic side. Oh, but we can manage it. Look at what we did with HIV, despite the fact that we don't have a test for HIV. They lied to you about that, too. Magic Johnson is alive and well today, not because of the drugs. Because if you know what he's on, I can't say it. It ain't a drug. This is a scam, folks. This is a big scam, and Zuckerberg wants to put one over on you. He's now within the good old boys. He's been welcomed into the Bill Gates Club. Right? We're going to invest in vaccines. We're going to manage your diseases. We're going to claim that they're being cured by, we eradicated smallpox. No, you didn't. You've renamed it. We're going to eradicate polio. No, you didn't. You renamed it, and you cause it with HPV vaccines. Guillain-Barré paralysis, but we'll manage your diseases. That's no problem. We'll take all your money, and we'll manage them until you die. Folks, don't fall for it. Modern medicine is a sin. It's missed the mark, big time. Don't let it get you.
You're listening to The Robert Scott Bell Show. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
If you are one of the informed select group of people who are aware of the benefits of marine phytoplankton, then stay tuned. If you don't know about marine phytoplankton, then what you're about to hear will literally change your life forever. Hi, I'm Ian Clark with Activation Products, and I'm here to tell you that after 40 years of intensive research at the University of Cadiz in the south of Spain, we've discovered two strains of marine phytoplankton that are the perfect match for the human nutritional profile. When you consume this amazing superfood, it floods every vital organ in your body with a symphony of nutrition at the cellular level. We call this powerhouse product Oceans Alive, and as of today, right now, you have access to it. We are so fortunate and delighted to be able to offer this product to the world. To see the benefits of all our activation products and order Oceans Alive, go to oceansalive.com or call 1-866-271-7595. That's oceansalive.com, 1-866-271-7595.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Investment Rarities, a 43-year-old company, has created the best silver offer ever. Get a U.S. Silver Eagle, Canadian Maple Leaf, Austrian Philharmonic, OPM Pierre Bar, and Silver Round. Have all five for $99 postpaid. You heard me right, 5 ounces of silver below cost. No credit card fees, free shipping. Just $99 and you'll have a great start on what it takes to survive even the worst economic storm. Act now and receive Jim Cook's exclusive paper explaining how it's possible to make a fortune in silver today. Don't miss this opportunity. Call 800-328-1860. Read how the above-ground supply of silver has dropped below even gold. The secret is being suppressed. The price could explode at any time. Call today at 800-328-1860. Get 5 ounces of silver for only $99. Find them on the web at investmentrarities.com or call 800-328-1860. Call now before it's too late. 800-328-1860.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
All right, listen up, because this is the most important thing you're going to hear all day. What if I said you could make money flipping houses without any cash, credit, or manual labor? And what if I said you could do it part-time from the comfort of your home? Sound unflippin' believable? Hi, I'm Preston Neely, and I'm going to prove it by sending you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It sells online for $19.95, but I'm giving away free copies this week. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-959-5795. I used to be so broke, I had my electricity shut off 9 times. But I figured out a simple way to make money flipping houses without even breaking a sweat. Now I'm living the good life, and so should you. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. Hands down, it's the fastest, easiest way to get started in real estate. Let me prove it. Call right now to find out how to get your free book. When they're gone, they're gone. Call 1-800-959-5795.
1-800-959-5795. Information is so good, it requires no expiration date. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
What kind of chromium is it?
There's more than one type?
Yes. There's straight-up chromium. Does all kinds of good things for the body. There's chrome 3, which is fairly benign. And then there's chrome 6, hexavalent chromium, which, depending on the amounts, can be very harmful.
Harmful how? What would you get?
With repeated exposure to toxic levels, God, anything really, from chronic headaches and nosebleeds to respiratory disease, liver failure, heart failure, reproductive failure, bone or organ deterioration, plus, of course, any type of cancer.
So that stuff, it kills people.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Highly toxic, highly carcinogenic. It gets into your DNA, too, so you pass it from along to your kids. It's very, very bad.
I don't know if you remember that audio. That actually came from the movie Aaron Brockovich with Julia Roberts. And why are we playing that? Well, it looks like the Environmental Working Group has established that 218 million Americans are exposed to this probable carcinogen, known carcinogen, in local water supplies through the utilities in the years 2013 to 2015. 218 million Americans. It's a little bit everywhere. And, of course, when we have concerns about water quality, we call on our superhero buddy, Paul Bertero. Paul!
Yay!
Yay! Here he comes to save the day! So, you know, you've been in this water thing for a long time, and we love you for it, and for many other reasons, of course, but people are, you know, wondering. It's like, oh, my gosh, hexavalent chromium, this is the stuff that Aaron Brockovich was doing. It's in our water, too, possibly? That's what's being revealed now.
Absolutely. It typically comes from, you know, factories that are, it's basically waste coming out of the factories, and it's extremely harmful, as talked about in the movie, and as we all know, it is extremely toxic and harmful for the body. But, you know, there is good news. The Echo filter that you use and I use and people all over the world use will remove a majority of, you know, you can't say it moves everything, right? We can't ever say it removes 100% because that's dangerous, but it removes the majority of chromium 6 or hexavalent chromium. And that's critical to know. I had Aaron Elizabeth. I had, you know, many people the last few days have asked me, does it remove it? Does it remove it? It seems like it's been on a Facebook craziness and all over the internet. So I've gotten probably about 15 different messenger requests, emails, whatever. And so,
yep.
Yeah.
Including mine. Paul, you got to be on the radio tonight. We got to talk about this. People are worried. They're concerned. And you know, our friends in Phoenix, Arizona, especially, they say it's like all but one of 80 water samples taken had an average concentration of 7.85 parts per billion. That's about the highest that they found. So, Super Don, if you're making your way to Phoenix, we got to find a way to get you an Echo system. There's just no way around it if you're going to settle out there.
I'll just drink rainwater. It's okay.
They get it from the sky.
I'll probably go to jail for collecting it, but, you know.
Yeah, I don't know in Phoenix if they get much rain except in monsoon season, and then who knows what else is in it.
You got big cactus.
Well, and then if they're spraying anything in the air, you might get that too. So.
That's right. No, Super Don's got the right idea. You put a tap in a cactus and you drink it.
Yeah, they do that in the cartoons.
Yeah, if they can do it in Looney Tunes, why not?
No.
Oh, my gosh. Funny. Yeah, and you know, there are some places where it isn't, but, you know, when you talk two-thirds, that's like two-thirds of all Americans drinking water contaminated with hexavalent chromium. And that's not all the other things we know and we've been wanting to pull out for years and do so. But another big story out of Florida, and, Paul, I'm sure you're aware of this, out of Polk County, one of these mining areas, a hole opened up, and it was like 1 million gallons of radioactive water leaked in. Now, granted, the Floridan aquifer has trillions of gallons, so we know it's not overwhelming it. But at the same time, you know, a little radioactivity added to another little radioactivity, on and on. You say, how do we deal with that? Does the Echo filter take it out? I know that molecular hydrogen can counteract radiation.
Yes, the hydrogen does. And also, our filter does remove radiation. So, you know, the ingredient in our filter that removes chromium 6 and the radioactivity and honestly pesticides and pharmaceuticals and all these metals, water-soluble metals like mercury and arsenic and all these things they're talking about in Flint, Michigan. It is a very specific media that we use called KDF-55, and it is a wonderful media that is composed of zinc and copper, and so it does a great job as an anti-pesticidal, anti-pharmaceutical, anti-metal. And it's a wonderful thing, and that is what removes. We also use a very high-end carbon that, coupled with it, you know, it removes. That's why we have such great filtration. And so it is the KDF-55 that's an oxidizing media that does that.
Okay.
But Mm-hmm.
And remind folks about also, in addition to the filtration of radiation, the fact that molecular hydrogen has been shown to impact or counteract radiation issues and damage within the cells.
Oh, yeah. Radiation in general, and then also from a perspective of ROS, or what's called reactive oxygen species, it's, you know, the free radicals that are cell damaging or cytotoxic, the hydrogen will get rid of those. And so, you know, whether it's oxidative stress you want to reduce or inflammation, or you want to reduce cell damaging free radicals or radiation or, you know, rheumatoid arthritis or cancer, diabetes, any of these things, autism, Parkinson's, Alzheimer's, we have studies on all of these things showing that the molecular hydrogen is therapeutic with all of these things and many more. There's 150 human disease models that it helps with. So absolutely a huge benefit.
Now, Paul, it's been too long since you've been on. I know you've been so busy, and I I'd have you on all the time. You know that. But if they still, if they go to robertswater.com, they download the ebook. It's been updated with even more studies, I understand.
Yes, it has been updated. There's more studies. The cancer, colon cancer study is in there now. There's a number of other studies, and it has a new front cover. We have a whole new beautiful front cover that looks pretty, and I rewrote it. I rewrote not only just more studies, but I actually rewrote it so it's more focused on hydrogen, and anyone who downloaded a while back can download it again and try and, you know, understand more about hydrogen. Absolutely.
Yeah. What did you do on the cover to make it pretty? You put Super Don on there?
Yeah. That's exactly, how'd you know? That was exactly what we did.
Aww.
Yeah.
I remember
he wants to drink rainwater, yes. So, you know.
Yes, exactly. He's going to tap a cactus, but not while he's on the cover of the new ebook. So go to robertswater.com. You can download the ebook, learn about the Echo Water System. Are there any updates or information? Because you just keep rolling along and advancing the technology since we last discussed that the audience might not have heard about.
Yeah, we have a beautiful machine that probably your audience doesn't know about. It's amazing in that you can connect it to reverse osmosis and distilled water, direct produce. Between 1 and 1.3 parts per million of hydrogen. It's called a hydrogen infusion machine. We've had it for a long time, and it's an amazing machine because it doesn't produce alkaline or acid water. It produces 7 pH water with dissolved hydrogen.
Wow.
So it's a beautiful new device that is able to work with RO. A lot of people, speaking of the chromium 6,
mm-hmm.
you know, beyond the KDF-55 that we have in our filter, reverse osmosis has been shown to remove it as well, not 100%, but a vast majority of it as well. And what's nice is people that do have reverse osmosis or a distiller can use this new machine with that, and it will still produce significant therapeutic amounts of hydrogen because
that was,
it uses what's called – go ahead.
I was just thinking that was not supposed to be easy to do, if at all. People couldn't think they could hook it up to a system like that.
Right, and we're using proton exchange membranes, and that is why we can produce that level of hydrogen regardless of the mineral content in the water. Traditional
That's
electrolysis
stunning.
Machines require minerals. This one does not.
That is really stunning. Yeah. So this is now available if they contact you?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's less expensive. So for Robert Scott Bell listeners, it would be only like $17.95 a month. $17.95 a month, or $17.95 if they paid for it.
Wow.
So it's a really, really cute little machine. Yeah.
So a new option for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners to plug into molecular hydrogen. If you've been waiting, you can access it at an incredible deal. This is stunning.
Yeah.
Do you still have either the tablets or the liquid additive for people traveling that want molecular hydrogen in their water wherever they are?
Absolutely. We have both. We have the tablets, and then we developed our own product called the Echo H2 Drop. And the difference is there's no magnesium taste in the drop, so the water just tastes clean and fresh, and there's 90 uses of the drop
mm-hmm.
in a single tube. You know, it's $50 for a tube for Robert Scott Bell listeners, and that gives you 90 uses of 16
nice.
Ounces of water. But you use one drop for every 3 ounces of water.
Okay, that goes a long way. What is your toll-free number for everybody who wants to reach out to you?
1-800-337-7017 is our toll-free number.
800-337-7017. It's linked up in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. Real quick, I got to do a question of the day here, Paul. Hang out with us. This is from Justin. He may have been a Marine. He ends it with Semper Fi. Appreciate you, Justin. I've been trying to quit smoking for over 10 years now and have used just about every product on the market unsuccessfully. I recently received a catalog in the mail from one of the companies I buy my bulk herbs and spices from and found a product called Herbal Smoking Blend. The product does not contain tobacco and is composed of only 6 organic herbs. Are products such as this a safer alternative to the patches and gums? Well, Justin, without knowing the exact ingredients, I can't definitively tell you that. In general, I could say yes, a big yes, because I know what's in those patches and gums, and a lot of it's pretty toxic to the body, ultimately, and not everybody succeeds with it. And Superdon is somewhat of an expert in this realm, and we've talked about it. If you have a genuine desire to quit, that's your starting point. And then, you know, open yourself up to the detox pathways. I think the water, quite honestly, would be a great benefit because it's the ultimate antioxidant. And there's even, they've talked about radiation, cadmium, radium, bromium, different things in tobacco that people are smoking as well to counteract that would be helpful as well, would it not?
Yeah, and I mean, I was years ago, I used a no smoking program for people.
Mm-hmm.
And typically they were able to stop in 2 weeks, but it involved a system of a couple different things. Number one.
Oh, hold up. Yeah. We got a break. This is a cliffhanger. We're going to get a number one, probably a number two as well from Paul Barataro, Echo Water. Go to robertswater.com. We'll follow up with Justin and have a finale about cheese. Is cheese a drug or is it just cheese? We're going to find out.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Did you know that I have not been to the doctor to treat an illness in over a decade? Do you want to know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, and after writing several books and spending thousands of hours researching natural alternatives, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sicknesses. So, how do I keep myself and family from getting sick? It's from the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, like Barley's Flax Oil, Green Tea Extract, and Transfer Point's Beta 1 3D Glucan. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to save big on these all-natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive Ty Bollinger discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using a computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home, or business, or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Investment Rarities, a 43-year-old company, has created the best silver offer ever. Get a U.S. Silver Eagle Canadian Maple Leaf, Austrian Philharmonic, OPM Pierre Bar, and Silver Round. Have all five for $99 postpaid. You heard me right, 5 ounces of silver below cost. No credit card fees, free shipping. Just $99 and you'll have a great start on what it takes to survive even the worst economic storm. Act now and receive Jim Cook's exclusive paper explaining how it's possible to make a fortune in silver today. Don't miss this opportunity. Call 800-328-1860. Read how the above-ground supply of silver has dropped below even gold. The secret is being suppressed. The price could explode at any time. Call today at 800-328-1860. Get 5 ounces of silver for only $99. Find them on the web at investmentrarities.com or call 800-328-1860. Call now before it's too late. 800-328-1860.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
On bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Robert.
I want to do justice for Justin, who asked us about tobacco addiction, cessation of smoking. I've talked about it over the years as well, that chromium, not the hexavalent type, the whole food GTF chromium, is critical for reducing cravings, including addiction, so 100 micrograms 3 times a day. There are many things in homeopathy that can help. If you have a genuine desire, Justin, Paul also has a few steps for you now.
Well, yeah, this is just a program, and I'll try and go through it real quick. But effectively, when someone's trying to quit smoking, you know, you want to take everywhere where your ashtrays are and put a little positive note for yourself, you know, and just from a mental perspective. And then studies have shown that most times that people want to smoke is right after they eat foods or right after they get up in the morning. So if they brush their teeth right after every single meal, having the mouth clean really kind of curbs the brain's desire for it. And for some reason, if they brush their teeth with cinnamon mouthwash and they, you know, cinnamon toothpaste and cinnamon mouthwash, and then if they chew gum that's cinnamon, somehow it's supposed to make the mouth not want to smoke or it tastes nasty when you get it together.
Paul, because cinnamon also has a similar impact on pancreas and blood sugar, which is a big issue with addiction. So I think that makes a lot of sense, at least on that angle. Any other tips for Justin?
Well, yeah, and vitamin C seems to clean out the addiction to it as well. That's another key ingredient is vitamin C. Not that, you know, vitamin C has its own issues, but the reality is it is supposed to greatly help. So
sure, along with selenium key, because the cadmium has reduced your selenium levels so significantly. But again, it's a big part of cleansing the body physically, because there is a physical addiction. The emotional, that's another area. And of course, don't write positive messages on your cigarettes and think if you smoke them, that's going to work.
No, get rid of the cigarettes and the ashtrays. Chuck those things.
There you go. Yeah. There you go.
Right.
And also, don't eat the cheese. The article tonight on cheese. Finally, scientists said, well, maybe you can eat the cheese. Remember, we did a coverage on this where they used to say cheese was like a dangerous addictive drug now. And they,
there was a study that came out a year ago.
Yeah.
I think we've got an audio clip on that where they were talking about how cheese is as addictive as crack.
Oh, no. Well, let's hear what they were saying.
New report is explaining our obsession with cheese. Researchers say it could be as addictive as drugs. That's because our brains apparently read a chemical compound in cheese as an addictive substance. One expert even said cheese should be called dairy crack.
Dairy crack. Good Lord. No, I like cheese. I do. Organic raw cheese. You know what? Really, I think they might have a point if they take it to cheesecake. What do you think, Paul?
I love cheesecake.
Yeah, because then you can go, yeah, that's a drug. Cheesecake is definitely a drug. But
hey, I gotta tell you, Jacqueline makes them. I gotta have her make you one. She makes this most incredible cheesecake with no sugar. It's just high fat and no
really?
Sugar, and it's incredible. Incredible.
Let's do a taste test because my wife makes a cheesecake, although she puts some organic sugar in it, I'll admit. And we can have a taste test any day, buddy. We'll have fun with that. Dive into the cheesecake.
Yeah.
And Super Don, you can put us into rehab afterwards.
What are you talking about? I'll get to the cheesecake before you do. Are you
kidding
me? So that's my vice right there.
All right. So what's the answer to this? Is cheese just like crack or not? What is the finale on the scientific study here?
No, cheese is not like crack. When they did the study, they found the reason why they thought it was cheese is because people ate a lot of pizza and they just went, oh, well, pizza has cheese on it, right? But it turned out that the foods that are highly processed, that have a lot of sugar and salt and other things, chemicals that are in them, that is what's causing the problem. It's not the cheese itself.
Well, that's good. I didn't want to have to give up my cheesecakes. Just saying. And you know, my favorite cheese in the world is a Gouda.
Cheese.
No, a what? You did not say that. Ruined my appetite. A fresh young Gouda that you get from the Netherlands. And then when I was in Europe, that was the first time I had it. I was like, oh, my gosh, this is heavenly.
Smoked Gouda?
It wasn't smoked. It was just young. It was soft. And it was, oh, my gosh.
I
don't know.
That you shouldn't smoke Gouda because you can become addicted to it.
Yeah, then you're smoking Gouda crack. But what about you, Paul? Favorite cheese?
Oh, my goodness. I love, as long as it's triple creme. You know, triple cream cheese from Europe, especially.
You
sound
like he's eating cheese.
Yeah, I think he's eating cheese right now. Okay, folks, thanks for being with us. Thank you, Paul. We love you. And the power to heal is most definitely cheesecake. I mean, yours. It's yours.
The Robert Scott
the
Bell
Robert
Show.
Scott Bell Show.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries. Aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
KDArmor.com is your one-stop shop for the highest quality body armor, period. With packages starting at $169.99 and free shipping on every order, why would you go anywhere else? KD offers rifle thread-rated armor up to level 4 and now introducing trauma pads. Go to KDArmor.com and get your body armor today while you still can. Mention this ad and receive a free water filter for a limited time with any body armor package. Go to KDArmor.com. That's CATIArmor.com. Come and take it.